This is Best of All. Featuring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra with Sarah Fleming, Donald Graham, Sylvia Michaels, and the Textor Singers. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, another in a series of programs saluting each week an outstanding American composer of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. This week, our guests are Sarah Fleming, Donald Graham, Sylvia Michaels, and the Textor Singers. As always, the orchestra is directed by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
And thank you, Mr. Banghart, and good evening and welcome, everybody. I believe that one and all can agree that tonight's show is something quite special because the composer that we have chosen to pay tribute tonight is Mr. George Gershwin. Beyond that, we and the orchestra have a surprise in the second half of our stanza tonight, a Gershwin one-act opera, which has never before been heard on radio, at least to our knowledge. Oh, Kenneth Banghart to my left here, or young Kenneth Banghart, will tell you more about it when we come to it. Meanwhile, Kenneth?
Well, meanwhile, Skitch, some of George Gershwin's show songs. The first one comes from Of Thee I Sing, a great trailblazer among musical comedies. In 1931, it was the first American musical of the century to address itself to serious problems in the realm of politics. And this is why it became the first musical ever to win the Pulitzer Prize. Its method was satirical, its touch light. Its music, well, Gershwin wrote the music. Everybody remembers candidate Wintergreen's platform, Love. Here is Skitch Henderson, the orchestra, and the chorus in a lively report on the success of that platform, Love is Sweeping the Country.
Love is sweeping the country, with a hug in the shore. All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before.
Each girl and boy alike sharing joy alike
feels that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love.
Now, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play the title song of the 1930 musical, Strike Up the Man. It was inevitable that the ability of George Gershwin would be noted by the hard-eyed emperors of entertainment in Hollywood, that they would entice him to the land of the American dream and the story conference. Gershwin was never quite happy in Hollywood, but Hollywood was delighted with Gershwin. Some of the reasons for this are, they can't take that away from me, let's call the whole thing off, nice work if you can get it, Love Walked In, and many other songs of which the composer enlivened the filmmaker's product. Among these is a sophisticated ballad as debonair as Fred Astaire, whose clever feet twinkle to its melody in the motion picture Damsel in Distress. Sylvia Michaels sings, A foggy day in London town.
Decidedly blue, but as I walk through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I'd known. A foggy day in London town had me low, had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British
in 1930, the Gershwin musical Girl Crazy opened on Broadway, and in its cast were two girls both making their debuts. In the light of what has happened to these damsels since then, this opening is historic. For one of these hopefuls was Ginger Rogers, and the other, whose enthusiastic shouting of her songs could be distinctly heard in every corner of the theater across the street, was a youngster named Ethel Merman. By now, however, most people, comfortably certain that Ethel and Ginger have always been with us, have forgotten about these debuts. And Girl Crazy is quite properly remembered for its Gershwin score, for I Got Rhythm, for Embraceable You, and for the song that Skitch Henderson, the orchestra, and the chorus play now, I'm Bidin' My Time.
I'm Bidin' My Time. Dizzy, I keep busy, biding my time.
among us, no names mentioned, who are discovering to our consternation that college boys address us as sir, and that pretty young girls are more respectful than coquettish in our presence, can remember a series of shows which, once upon a time, annually enlivened Broadway. These shows went under the adequate title of George White Scandals. From the moment back in 1919, when producer George White first heard a Gershwin song, the young composer, the then very young composer, was assured of a yearly assignment to provide the music for Mr. White's annual revel. For 5 straight years, starting in 1920, Gershwin wrote memorable songs for the Scandals. The one that Keith Texter sings now still enchants youngsters who had not been born yet when the song was first sung exactly 30 years ago. Yes, who can ever forget Gershwin's Somebody Loves Me from the George White Scandals of 1924.
When this world began, it was heaven's plan. There should be a girl for every single man. To my great regret, someone has upset heaven's pretty program, for we've never met. I'm clutching at straws just because I may meet her. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who.
It's doubtful that anyone can think of George Gershwin without thinking at the same time of the great folk opera which crowned his theatrical career, Porgy and Bess. In the past 19 years, it's been produced on Broadway 3 times, and so great is its popularity that it will in all probability be produced again and again. Its appeal lies partly in its subject, for the tragic drama of poor people strikes a sympathetic chord in all of us. But the music, the Gershwin music, is what touches us most. Gershwin had long been interested in folk music, and particularly that special American folk music called blues and jazz. In the orchestral compositions, Rhapsody in Blue and An American in Paris, he'd already achieved much toward the elevation of American music into the realm of conscious art. But the blues, as the Negroes used it, was always vocal. And now, in Porgy and Bess, Gershwin wrote music that must be sung, and music that moves us deeply. It's no mere technical trick that produces the emotion in the Porgy and Bess score, for between the Jewish boy in New York and the suffering Negro in New Orleans, there was a bond. The Negro's sorrow became Gershwin's sorrow, and he put it into song, and now it belongs to all of us. From Porgy and Bess, three selections. Sarah Fleming sings Summertime, Donald Graham sings It Ain't Necessarily So, and Miss Fleming and Mr. Graham join in Bess, You Is My Woman Now.
Necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. necessarily so. They tell all your children the devil's a villain, but ain't necessarily so. Now to get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I preach that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give it to no man what's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it
Listening to Best of All, tonight featuring the music of George Gershwin with Sarah Fleming, Donald Graham, Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Follow after the following message and a brief pause for station identification.
Every year we read stories about forest fires, but few of us realize the terror and destruction these fires bring. The fire spreads from tree to tree, wiping out wealth and beauty that cannot be replaced. The flames trap frightened animals and leave a path of pain and death. The ugly wastelands that are left are not only a blot on the landscape, they should be a blot on the conscience of those who start fires through stupidity or carelessness. 9 fires out of 10 are started by people like you and me. When we flip a cigarette from a car window, leave a campfire still smoldering, or light a bonfire on a windy day. But we can prevent forest fires by following a few simple rules. Crush out cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. Break matches in two after using them. Drown all campfires, then stir the ashes and drown again. Obey these rules yourself, and insist that others follow them. Anyone can start a forest fire, but only you can prevent them. Stay tuned for more music now on Best of All. This is Kenneth Banghart with part two of Best of All. Tonight, presenting the music of George Gershwin and featuring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra with Sarah Fleming, Donald Graham, and the Texter Singers.
Tonight,
as Skitch Henderson told you earlier, the entire second half of our tribute to George Gershwin will consist of the premier radio performance of a one-act operetta that the composer wrote in the early 20s. Its proper title is Blue Monday, though sometimes it's called 135th Street. Originally, Blue Monday was written for inclusion in a musical show, but it was removed before the show reached Broadway, and for a reason that now may seem curious. The operetta is about colored people who are poor. The music derives from blues and jazz, and the story is tragic. The combination of these factors seemed to producers in the early 20s to spell certain failure. And despite the fact that the successful Porgy and Bess is a blend of the same ingredients, we must not pass too harsh a judgment on the producers who turned down Blue Monday. Gershwin, in the gay 20s, was 10 years or more ahead of his time. Blue Monday, whose kinship to Frankie and Johnny will be apparent, was Gershwin's first effort to do the sort of folk musical that he achieved so brilliantly with Porgy and Bess. With Sarah Fleming, Donald Graham, Keith Texter, Artie Malvin, Sylvia Michaels, Clyde Seckler, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, we present the little-known Gershwin operetta, Blue Monday.
Follow well the story to its tragic end.
action takes place in a basement cafe. At the right, there's a bar. At the left, a piano. In the rear center, a door leading to the street. There's a very small dance floor, about which are the usual cafe tables and chairs. Pictures of prize fighters and racehorses almost cover the walls. Mike, the bartender, stands polishing glasses. The play begins.
Sam? Sam!
Yes, sir, Bob, I'm coming.
Well, get a move on you, lazy good for nothing.
Yes, sir.
I must admit, although I don't like Sunday, I have a fit when I go through Blue Monday. Monday's the one day that my dice lose. They just refuse. That's when my cares are always bigger.
His cares are always bigger.
I got the blue Monday blue. Monday's the day your loving mama shakes you. Monday's the day the undertaker takes you. Monday's the day that the wise guys choose to sit and snooze. No use to work, that's how I figure.
His cares are always bigger.
I got the blue Monday blue.
Hello, sweet pea.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Sam. How are you?
I got the blue Monday blue.
If it wasn't for my singing, you'd have to close this joint.
Good evening, bye.
It couldn't be that I have failed here.
I haven't seen Joe. But if you'll wait a minute, I'll look in the back room and ask the boys if they have seen him anywhere.
You sure look sweet tonight, honey. I ain't never seen you look so fine.
I always try to look my sweetest when I'm gone to see my loving Joe.
What do you see in that gambler anyway? Don't you know that I
be a gambling man, but he's a man. There is nobody like Joe, not in all of the world.
Come on, forget about Joe and think about me, Vi.
Don't be always cold and distant.
Gave me this gun to use on guys like you.
The boys in the back room haven't seen Joe.
Thanks, Mike. See you later.
Get a move on you, lazy good-for-nothing.
Yes, sir, boss.
Yes, sir.
Monday's the day that all the earthquakes quiver. Monday's the day they always drag the river. Monday's a day full of sad, sad news of ships and crews. That's when a gal will pull a trigger. A gal will pull a trigger. I've got the blues. Monday Blue.
I was just here looking for you. She went upstairs.
I'll go to her in a moment. I've got something to tell her.
I hear you cleaned up in the crap game last night.
I'll tell the world I did, and this is what I'm going to do with the dough that I won. I'm going south. And go for a long time. I will have to sneak away from Vi. Vi wouldn't want me to go. My mother's there. I haven't seen her now in years. So I sent a telegram that I'll be with her soon. But till I'm a day on my way, I mustn't know that I've gone.
Why can't you tell her you're going?
I is so jealous she'd never let me go for any reason at all. Sentimental dreamer, but my weary heart will cease to pine when in her arms I whisper, I am home again.
Joe.
expecting a telegram. If you'll be good enough to wait, I will see if it has come. Excuse me.
All right, baby, but hurry back.
I overheard his conversation. That telegram is from a woman.
You lie.
I swear it's true.
You have just heard the first radio performance of a very early George Gershwin one-act jazz opera called Blue Monday. Lyrics and libretto by Buddy DeSilva. The leading roles were sung by Sarah Fleming and Donald Graham. Other roles were sung by Keith Texter, Artie Malvin, Sylvia Michaels, and Clyde Seckler. Skitch Henderson conducted the performance, and a very fine one it was, too, Skitch. George Gershwin in his lifetime was our most serious composer of popular music. Perhaps this is why, throughout the years, he's remained in the hearts of the American people as our most popular composer of serious music. Well, no man reaches Gershwin's position by accident. To begin with, there must be a towering talent. Gershwin had that. But he had the other essentials for outstanding success, too. The purpose, the passion for perfection, the emotional wellsprings without which no man can be an artist in any field. And finally, the desire and the willingness to work hard. In music, he could do all sorts of things. And that he did do all sorts of things is one of the proofs of his genius. You have been listening to Best of All, a new series of musical programs presenting tonight the music of George Gershwin with our guests Sarah Fleming, Donald Graham, the Texter Singers, and featuring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us again next week for Skitch Henderson and the Orchestra and the music of Morton Gould, Leonard Bernstein, and others on Best of All. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Sanadella. This is an NBC production directed by George Voutsas.
This evening, Lily Pons joins the telephone hour.